the Rambam in Yonim of Hilchos Tshuva speaks about the difference, he speaks about the chiyuv of tshuva always, and he starts out that kol mitzvahs of the Torah, bein asa bein loisase, bein asa bein loisase, avad matzmehen, bein zad mehen shkog, and so on. The person, kashiyase tshuva v'yosh mechetoi, chayav l'isvadois, lifnei akel baruch hu. So the Rambam says over here that a person has chiyuv always to, when he does tshuva, to be mesvada in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to go through all of the elements of tshuva. He then says that on Yom Kippur, he says in Perek Beis, Allah Zayin, Yom Kippur muzman tshuva lekol liyochav rabim v'keiz mechil esich liyisrael, lefiko chayom hakol lasos tshuva u'mesvadas v'yom HaKippur. Now, the mitzvah of tshuva doesn't have any real boundaries. The mitzvah of tshuva is always constant and never ever have any. It's not a mitzvah that has any constraints. So, what changes in Yom Kippur? Just saying that it's more. It's certainly important, very much important, but that's kind of skirting the issue. It's lacking in any real hagdara of there being a special mitzvah. So how do we distinguish between the tshuva and Yom Kippur and the tshuva all year round? We note that there are some differences. The Rambam, in regular tshuva, he speaks, when he speaks about general tshuva, he doesn't say there's a mitzvah do tshuva. He says kishiyase tshuva v'yosha michetoy chayev l'svadas v'akel baruch hu. When you do tshuva, then you're mechuyev to be misvadah. The reason why the Rambam doesn't just list it as a chiyev of tshuva is logically very obvious. Because let's take an example: a person's eating chaza, and he has no problem with that. So telling him to do tshuva on that is not really going to be a meaningful tzivui. I mean, if the person would listen to Hashem, he wouldn't be eating chaza in the first place. And if he's eating chaza, he's not holding by giving it up. Telling him, besides the issa tikhazi, have a chi to tshuva, I don't think that that's a very, I don't think it makes any sense. So we have a mitzvah of tshuva that when you decide that you have charata and you really want to change your ways, there's a certain procedure. First, has to say, be doing it, and catch himself not to do it. And there are gdorim in the maisa tshuva where vida is the primary vehicle of that. So that makes a lot of sense in Rambam. But that brings us back to our other Rambam, where the Rambam says in Yom Kippur there's a chiyuv. He says lefikach hayom hakol lasos tshuva uvilis vados. Over there, well, can you tell the person to do tshuva if he's not inclined to drop the avera? Manavshah. If we talk about a person who, because of the kedushas hayom, because of Yom Kippur, he's so, he's gung-ho already to do tshuva, so we go back to square one. When you decide to do tshuva, go ahead with vidu. If it's not, then what's the point of wanting to do tshuva? We find also in the psukim in the Torah, those rishonim will learn that there's a mitzvah essay to do tshuva. They learn it from a pasuk of v'shafta, v'shem l'kecha, that it's a shadow of the word v'shafta, is a tzivui or it's a nevuah. That there's an Indian, you know, that you should, you will go back, and the father shall go back. So whereas on Yom Kippur, it says, "Lifnei Hashem titaharu." Here the lashon is the shafta. Here the lashon is titaharu. Why the change in lashon? It's both referring to tshuva. There's a description of Yom Kippur in the Medrash of Rabbi Elazar which gives us a structure, so to speak, a spirit of the day, which halakhically has manifestations. The Pirkei Avos says that the Katega comes to be captured in Klal Yisrael in Yom Kippur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he asks Shmuel, who's like the Satan, he says to him, "Nu, what do you have to say about Klal Yisrael?" Says he sees that Yom Kippur, they're wonderful, they have no Hatayim, and they said, "You have a nation that are like angels, just like Malachi Yisrael, and just like Malachim have Nachil V'Shtia, so too Klal Yisrael has Nachil V'Shtia on Yom Kippur. Malachi Asheris go barefooted, Klal Yisrael goes barefooted. Malachi Asheris have no knees, they don't sit, Klal Yisrael stands the whole time. Malach HaShoresh, there's always peace between them, so to Vakarzo, there's peace, and so on and so forth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that the Satan, the Katega, is taking the side of Klal Yisrael, Umechapeh al Mizbeach, Olamokim HaKhanim, B'kol HaKol, B'kol HaKol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael for all of their ways. This Chazal here is really a steer in Minei Obey. I mean, it starts out by saying, the Katega comes along and says, "Oh, wow, the Mamash of Malachim, they're standing and they're not eating and this and that. They're pure and innocent and great. And therefore, Kashros Bechapon all the Chatoyim." Well, I thought they're pretending not to have Chatoyim. And what's the Pshat, this whole game over here between the Klal Yisrael and the Katega? He looks around. Is it like part of Yerubah Vasatan? What is it exactly here? What's happening over here? One more point to look into, and that might lead us into the Havana of what Yom Kippur is. We know that by every Aveira that you do, depending on the level of the Aveira, that is how far, how deep you must go to be metaken it, reflected in the carbon that you bring. So, for instance, if a person brings, does a more easy Aveira, a person brings just a Shlomim just to sort of, he didn't do any Aveiras, but to bring it closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kachim Kalim, it's eaten anywhere in the city. Achat is the Kachim Kadoshim, you could eat it only in the home of the Beis HaMikdash. There are terrible aveiros that you need to bring the chatas apnimius for the parahom dover and others, where you bring in the blood into the heichal itself, and then you have in your kippah, which seems to be most far reaching kapara, you bring it into the kodesh kadashim. In other words, in you have the order. By order of Chama to Kal, one assumes that the nature of the Aveira that is being forgiven would follow that order. It's a very, very reasonable assumption that it would go in the order of that. Yet there's one exception. Now, the reason for it, the logic for it, is Nefesh HaChaim gives the logic why you have to bring a carbon that goes deeper in. It's a very, very it's quite understandable. A mussel is the when a person has a rope and he cuts it and then he wants to mend it, the further the cut is, the further back he needs to go to mend it. So therefore, if a person does something which is a begam at a very low level of the neshama, it doesn't require a reattachment at a deeper level. And as the deeper in the person the wound has taken place, the deeper back he must go to reconnect. So that's why the further out the Aveira took you, the further in the tikkun must be. That it's a very miskabel das type of thing, and it makes a lot of sense. The one big exception is the Sur La Zozo. The Sur was the major vehicle for most Kapparis on Yom Kippur. And not only doesn't it go to Parish Kedushin, it goes to a place that is called Chutz. It is the Chutz of the Chutz of the Chutz. It's the Eretz Gezeirah. It is a place that is not inhabited. It sort of stretches to the furthest reach outwards. It's something which is very, very difficult even to understand the Bechlal, because you're not allowed to bring a Korban out. The parasha that's immediately adjacent to the Avodah and Akrimos is the Isser of Shvutichutz and Kachim Chutzen, and it's obvious it's there to tell us don't think that the Sur La Zozo is a type, is a prototype for anything. What resides over there are kochos of chutama, of seirim, shadim, and so on and so forth, and don't stay away from there. So why is it? Not only aren't we bringing in the Sur La Zozo, we're sending them out to furthest reaches. Ramban, when he speaks about it, says that it's one of the great sodos, and he's sort of a little bit meramas, a little bit not. He brings this figure of laws over there about the Kategel of Mekhaisol, seeing that they're pure as angels, and therefore it leaves them alone, and so on. It doesn't elaborate at all in the connection, just brings it down, and so on. So let's get a little bit of a sense of it and understand what's going on over here. If a person comes over to you and says, you're living in a house that's middle class, let's call it, you are making some money, why don't you move up to an upper class house, to a much wealthier neighborhood, bigger house, more amenities? You'll have to work very, very hard to get to it. You're going to have to take maybe an extra job, work longer hours, and borrow money, but you'll make it. But it takes a price. Would I do it or not? Would a person do it or not? Maybe, maybe not. If the price, if the demands are steep, then it will give me great pause to make a decision if I want to get there or not. But let's say somebody is living in that house, comfortably so, and then he's having some problems, the bank threatens to foreclose, and you have to move down to a middle-class house. The person would do anything not to lose that house. Halachically, it's like that. The halacha is that day machzor means anything that the person needs are defined by what has been his lifestyle for the past tkufa. So a person who has gotten used to a lifestyle that is more comfortable, it's something that he would do anything not to lose it. And the reason is because mentally and emotionally, when I present a goal as getting there, then I make long and hard calculations about the effort involved, the time, the money, and so on, to get to point X. And the more distant it is in terms of the trouble needed to get there, the less inclined I am to get there. And therefore, the person is not going to, there'll be a point at which mechatesim. But if I am there, then I want very much to stay there because I see this as being me, naturally my setting. And to have to move down, then it's going to be very, very difficult for a person. I once read about a company that was very, very successful in salespeople. They did tremendous sales. And they asked the head of the company how he did it. And he said the following, that most companies offer bonuses for salesmen that are doing well or exceptionally well. He did it differently. He took the sales force, had them all on a standard basis fly first class, be in a 5-star hotels, and get the nicest cars at the rentals. He went out for a month or two, and he called them for a meeting, and he said, okay, everybody, if sales don't double within a month, if we're going down to motels, economy class, and standard cars. If that put a lot more pressure on them than a bonus, because a bonus is where I'm not, but I may want to get there. So I always weigh the wanting to get there against the price. But when a person gets used to the idea, this is where I am, then not being there becomes very difficult. And the person will do a lot more to stay there than to get there. This is true about the realistic world as well. We have in front of us, normally, a person has a sense of self. This is me, this is where I am. Yeah, I heard a story about the Kivegas Goyness. I heard a story about the Vilna Goyen. I heard a story about the Moshe Feinstein. About the Rabbi Yashiv. And those stories are wonderful, and they're great, and I admire them. I think about how fortunate we are in Israel to have had such golem, and it's wonderful. Under how much pressure am I to get there? The real truth? Not terribly much. Do I know I'm not there, but I actually don't quite think that I will get there, or that the chances are terribly great that I'll get there. So what's the point? But once in a while, or once specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the sense that we're there. And that turns around the entire perspective for us. On Yom Kippur, a person is a complex entity. And it's hard for him to put a finger on where he is or who he is. He's got a guf with some very, very strong physical desires. He's got a nefesh that has got a lot of emotional needs, ambition and greed, recognition, and stuff like that. He's got ruach that is sort of wavers between the different options. He has a neshama that is ruchnius, that stays ruchnius. There are all sorts of bits and pieces. Every person himself see it, this, that, or the other. The question is where he is. All year round, we are where our ma'asim have taken us. And therefore, tshuva means to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word tshuva is to return. I'm not here, but there's a place to go back to. And therefore, am I inclined to do tshuva now? Well, if I'm still inclined to do that avera, I'm still inclined to do tshuva, and there's no point in having a tshuva for that. That is, and that's why it's called v'shaftam, v'shafta. It's all an act of going to a place that I'm not. It's a place I was once, but I'm not there now. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us malachim. That's the hashpa of the day. The hashpa of the day is the day when Klal Yisrael are malachim. The mitzvah sayom is a hafkar of the physical part of the person and a complete siachsus to the ruchnius of the person. They're not malachim because they did tshuva. They're malachim because that's kedusha sayom. And that is the yisrael of it. Therefore, we start with a vantage point of, I'm there. I don't have to climb up the mountain. I'm on the mountaintop. I just have to reinforce myself that I don't slip down. That's a very, very different attitude. And that's why it says that on Yom Kippur, the Kaisos Machnalochim, the Katega comes and he says, you know, The Kapega here is not nitpicking my sin. He's trying to paint a picture of the person. It's like sometimes when in a court, when it comes to sentencing, let's say especially, you're looking not to deny the facts. What we're looking for is to put it in the context. This is a basically decent and good person who, for some reason, did wrong, versus this person is a devious person who's always getting into trouble. The Katega takes a look and he says, no, I see clients on a different light. It's not that they don't have Averis, but those Averis are not mechatric against them. The Lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper is very significant. It means, the Maral says, that the word mechaper in Hebrew really means to wipe off. So, for instance, if a person has a diamond, it's become, let's say, grimy and dirty and gritty and filthy, so you scrub it, and sometimes you scrub it a little more vigorously, and it becomes clear and clean. A piece of coal, you can scrub it tomorrow, the coal will disappear. It's not going to become white, because it never was white. It is not white. That's not its metzias, and therefore it's not going to turn white. So kapara is a type of forgiveness where you need to have an inherently clean product, and all you need to do is expunge something that worked its way in. But you're not going to, you don't need to reconstruct it. So on Yom Kippur, we are malachim, and that becomes our real tzura. Our snag is like malachim, because that's the type of people we are. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Katega turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, okay, I guess I made a mistake here, I'm malachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now can be mechaper on the chatoim, even on Libra de Midas Adin. That explains the difference between the Lashonos. On Yom Kippur, we have a chiyuv to do tshuva, because we're talking to the person who really wants good. And I know it as such, and I see it as such. That's the person that's sitting in front of me. All year round, you can't have a mitzvah tshuva. All you can say is, if you ever decide to come back, this is the road, and this is the way in. But it's not possible. And Yom Kippur, I'm looking at a person who's good, and a person who wants good, and I can tell him, do the actions required to be halachically fulfilled tshuva. And that's why here it's called b'shaftem, it's coming back. Here it's called titoharu, because it's just a question of not coming back, it's just a question of cleaning your suit. Imagine a person has to go to a wedding, and takes it to his closet and sees his tie has a stain on it. So, quite often, the person will say, the heck with it, I'm not going to chasna, I don't have a tie to wear. The person is at a chasna and he gets a stain on the tie. He doesn't run away from the wedding. He desperately finds water, scrub it, do something with it to clean it. Lifnei Hashem titoharu. You are lifnei havaya now. So be metaya yourself. You're there. You just need to clean out all the bits and pieces that have stuck onto you. That's the understanding of what Tzar Mishalech is. All year, our attitude is we have become removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have become distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the further we become distanced, the closer in I need to travel to make amends. But on Yom Kippur, I'm there. It's something which, so where is the Ra? The answer is, the Ra is in the wrong place. If I'm standing in the Beis HaMikdash, what is the element of Ra that's with me doing there? I need to send it out to its place. All In the truth of all year, I'm standing outside of the circle, on the circumference of the circle, and I need to make it to the center. So my act of tshuva is to leave the realm and the world of the Ra and to move my way into, to make my way to the center of Kedusha. On Yom Kippur, I'm at the center. So if I find elements of Ra, if there's a soil azazel hanging around there, the avoda is to take the soil azazel and ship him out to where he belongs, because I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a very entirely different perspective of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is be'etzem a day of an extraordinarily ruchnistic peak of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdei has given us a day that we're like malachim. The mitzvahs hayom are there to elevate us and make us ruchnistic people. The Karakema, when he speaks about it, the Karakema Zubarachaya, speaks about that the etzem tikkun of Yom Kippur is the nituk from the gashmis the person has. A person is removed from that world, and he is a malach. Yes, he carries with him baggage of chatoyim and avonos and pshayim of all year round, but those are seen to be external to him. The real him that is the center on Yom Kippur is the him that's pure ruchnius and not shayach to that world. Tshuva is so attainable that we're obligated to do it. I'm not asking to do something different. I'm not asking you to climb up the mountain. You're on the mountain. I'm asking you not to slip down from the mountain. The avoda is to look at Ra and to send it out, to rid ourselves of Ra rather than running away from the Ra and coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The essence of it is captured in the pasuk of Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Havaya Titaru. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper on us by making us into malachim, showing us for ourselves that we are malachim, and we're of a different cut. And then our Ra becomes very easy to remove because we sense how alienist us. It's simply a superficial spot on the tide, and it'll come out. Very simply, just do what you need to do, and it'll come out because it's out. The all year round, we're commanded to the Shafta, the Shema Kepha, to come back there as well. And Kippur, we're lifting our fire, and our obligation is to target.